to all women, and catch you in 2 weeks, and hopefully everybody stay healthy, and buona domenica a tutti, and thank you very much, Jenna. All the volunteers are at the station. This is great that we can keep going, at least with some music and the radio. So I talk to you, hear to you from you guys in 2 weeks. Tecla with Otto Marzo. Ciao.
In fin dei conti, la vita è come un viaggio. Comincia con un pianto dopo l'atterraggio. Facciamo giri immensi ed ogni coincidenza che perdiamo è un nuovo punto di partenza. In fin dei conti noi siamo di passaggio, come le rondini, come l'8 marzo. E non basta ricordare di una festa con un fiore se qualcuno lo calpesta. E nelle vene gli anticorpi alla paura, i silenzi che ci fanno d'armatura. È resilienza, io so la differenza tra uno schiaffo e una carezza. Siamo petali di vita che hanno fatto un giorno la rivoluzione. Respiriamo su un pianeta senza aria perché il buio non ha un nome. Hai capito che comunque dal dolore si può trarre una lezione. Ci vuole forza e coraggio. Lo sto imparando.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Feet to Fire campaign and protest on Friday, March 20th from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the Multnomah County Courthouse in Portland. The Feet to Fire campaign is part of a national campaign started by Protect Our Stolen Treasures out of Detroit. This peaceful protest happens every month outside of a different county courthouse and calls for justice for those lost to police violence and hate crimes, particularly those who were in a mental health crisis when they were killed by police. Again, that's Feet to the Fire campaign and protest on Friday, March 20th, from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the Multnomah County Courthouse, 1021 Southwest 4th Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO is hiring a data coordinator. Our data coordinator supports KBOO's fundraising activities by organizing donor information, tabulating contributions and campaign totals, and maintains KBOO's database. Experience working with Donor Perfect preferred. The deadline to apply is Tuesday, March 24th, 2020. For a full job description and more information on how to apply, see our website at kboo.fm/employment. KBOO is an equal opportunity and affirmative action employer.
You're listening to KBOO Portland, and we are on day 3 of our COVID-19 partial station shutdown, which means that your usual hosts are not here in station, but they are still very much working hard to bring you the programming that you love. And so coming up next, we have the Portland Jewish Hour, and we'd like to thank our usual host, Liz Schwartz, for putting this playlist and putting her show together in advance so that you dear KBOO listeners can still hear Portland Jewish Hour right here on your community radio station. And a quick message that KBOO Community Radio is currently closed to all in-station volunteer and visitor activity for the next 30 days due to the COVID-19 pandemic effective March 13th. While our airwaves are still live and all in-station classes and meetings are canceled for this month, KBOO values the health and safety of our community and is taking operational precautions to do our part. More information on KBOO's effort to combat COVID-19 can be found at kboo.fm/COVID-19. Stay tuned and let's stay connected. We are your community radio station. That's right here on KBOO Portland.
Gittin Morgan, Boker Tov, good morning, and thanks for joining me today on the Portland Jewish Hour. I'm Liz Schwartz. We are living in very interesting political times, and to mark the occasion, I wanted to play again the delightful retelling of Sergei Prokofiev's Peter and the Wolf, this time with narration by the late, great Maurice Sendak, author of the children's classic Where the Wild Things Are, and with music reinterpreted by the Shireen Klezmer Orchestra. I think you'll find that the characters, particularly the pig in Pincus and the Pig, have a particular resonance for most of us listening today. I hope you enjoy it.
Each character from Pincus and the Pig is depicted by a particular instrument from the band. Pincus is depicted by the clarinet. The bird by the piano. The duck by the trombone. The cat by the banjo. The grandfather by the tuba. The pig by the trombone and the tuba playing together. The hunter's shots are depicted by the drum. So listen, darlings, and enjoy. Did you hear of Boychik Pincus? How he opened wide the gate and hippity hopped over the sweet warm meadow. On the branch of a big old tree, a little birdie sat kvetching away. Oy vey, oy Gott in Himmel, the gate is open. Is Pincus looking to get killed again? Surely Chaza, a devil pig, and his gang of schmutzige vile schwein will patch poor Pincus into chopped liver. Thank you. Oh, shush! Quacked a big, plump, cranky duck as he waddled through the gate. A crybaby buddy is no better than a dumb bunny. I am going for a swim in the meadow pond. Flapping furiously, the little birdie nosedived and ruffled up the duck's fine feathers. What kind of dizzy duck are you? Hello! Leaving the gate open. You looking to die too? The duck hissed, whatever, loser. And birdie screeched, you should only sink to the bottom like a stone. While Duck hollowed back, look who's talking. The Flying Klutz. And a little birdie, hopping mad along the shore. Suddenly, Pincus spied a cat crawling flat through the grass. The cat pawed. That sour bald birdie is so busy arguing, he'll never know what hit him. Me. Just a quick grab. She flattened herself to a shadow, her velvet claws twitching. God in Himmel, cried Pincus, look out. And the birdie squawked, give out! And flew frantically up into the old tree. While the duck splashed in the pond, quacking crazily at the cat. The cat slithered all twitchy around the base of the tree, thinking, not worth climbing high for that, silly boy. He'll only fly. Besides, probably, he'd give me a bellyache.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Portland Jewish Hour on 90.7 FM KBOO in Portland, 91.9 FM in Hood River, 104.3 FM in Corvallis, Albany, and Philomath, and anywhere on planet Earth at KBOO.FM. I'm your host, Liz Schwartz, and we're listening to Pincus and the Pig, a retelling of Sergei Prokofiev's classic children's story with music of Peter and the Wolf. This retelling by Maurice Sendak. We left off with Pincus and the bird and the cat getting up to all kinds of antics, and we're about to meet Pincus's Zeta. Let's get back to the story.
Pincus' grandfather Zeta came out angrily shaking his walking stick at Pincus. Schlummiel! Are you looking for that schlub Chaza to come and clobber you again? Pincus was not afraid of a dumb Chaza. But he wisely took Zeta's hand and let himself be schlepped home, making sure to lock the gate after them. No sooner had they disappeared inside than a giant Chaza pig, fat, bristly, and altogether disgusting, jumped out of the forest. Fah! He smelled bad, too. Cat scooted up the tree. The frightened, frazzled dog Puddle jumped right out of the pond. Hard schlamazzle dog waddled away. She could not escape the sweaty Chaza, who caught up and swallowed her in one verstunkene gulp. So now, this is how things stood. The cat pressed tight on one branch. The body shivering on another. Repulsive Parker rattling and shaking the tree with all his might. Pincus, remembering the terrible beating he took from this monster pig, standing bravely behind the locked gate, watching everything. He ran home, found a strong rope, and climbed up the high stone wall. But the branches of the old tree stretched out over the wall. Their chaser stomped and hacked the poor trunk. Grabbing hold of the branch, Pincus climbed onto the tree. And whispered to the bird, "Fly down and tease the pig by circling his head. Take care that he doesn't eat you up." The little birdie babbled, "Are you me sugar? Risk my life for what?" "Hush, no dick," grumbled Pincus, staring hard at the bird until he sighed and did as he was told. Birdie buzzed Chaz's head with the wings while the pig charged this way and that. Thank you. how Mr. Pig squealed with rage, how he wanted to catch that annoying bird. But the bird, feeling clever and brave for the first time ever, swooped low over the pink-eyed porker, chirping, "Mazel tov, Bubala!" Meanwhile, Pincus made a lasso and slowly letting it down. Caught Chaza by his tight piggy-wiggy tail and pulled hard. Now, the trapped Chaza panicked and hurled this way on that, desperately trying to free himself. But Pincus tied the other end of the rope to the tree, and the pigs, tossing about, only made the rope around his swollen tail tighten. Suddenly, Cossacks sprang out of the woods, following the stinky pig's trail and shooting at everything. Pincus, sitting on the tree, cried out, "Hey, you, Schmendrix, stop shooting everything already. Birdie and I have just caught Chaza, so help us take him to the non-kosher butcher." Imagine the triumphant procession. Pincus leading. Behind him, the trigger-happy Cossacks dragging the screaming, snorting Chaza. We'll be right back. and winding up the procession, Zayda and the cat. Zayda sadly shook his head. And if Khaza ate my pinkies? What then, I ask you? So don't ask, please. The cat sneered under his breath. Them flew Boydie, chirping merrily.
Pinkies of me, oh, look what we got! Who would have believed it could all turn out so well?
Why was I scared? If you listen very carefully, you can faintly hear the duck quacking in the pig's belly. Bravo, Pinkies! Because the greedy hog, in his big hurry, had swallowed her alive.
You enjoyed our retelling of Peter and the Wolf, Pinkus and the Pig by the late great Maurice Sendak and the Shireem Klezmer Orchestra. We're going to spend the rest of the hour with Shireem. They're reinterpreting some amazing, wonderful bits and pieces from the classical repertoire. So those of you who like classical music might recognize these tunes done over in terrific Klezmer style. I'm Liz Schwartz. This is the Jewish Hour. Enjoy the rest of the show.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
And you are listening to KBOO Portland. We are on day three of our COVID-19 partial station shutdown. So usually Liz Schwartz would be here to be wrapping up the hour with you, but instead it's me, Jenny Yokoyama, your interim station co-manager. We want to give a big shout out and thank you to Liz for putting this show together remotely, because that's right, all of our volunteers have been asked to do their shows from home, which means she put all that together and sent us over a file, and I'm here at the board to make sure that you are still getting your community radio station programming. We know how important our programming is, especially here on Sundays. So keep tuning in, because coming up next on this Sunday almost afternoon is Persian Art and Music, and we got your host here waiting for it to talk to you on the line. But before we do that, we got a couple messages from KBOO. Attention, KBOO volunteers. This is an all-hands-on-deck announcement. As of Friday, March 13th at 10 p.m., our station is closed to all volunteer activities. Only staff will be allowed in the building. If you're a program host, we need your help remotely. Even though we're closing the front door for 30 days to reduce the spread of infection, our airwaves still need you. Please pre-record your show and submit your audio to your director. If you have any questions or need assistance, please email staff. Information about KBOO's response to the COVID-19 pandemic is available on our website at kboo.fm/COVID-19. Thank you for helping to keep our airwaves up to date and engaged.